USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. In close election races, ballots continue to be counted, and some in Washington, D.C. are not happy.
With the way Nevada and Arizona are conducting their elections, the delays in announcing winners does not put faith in their election procedures. It's not fair to the candidates and the American voters when states with three times the voters finishes before sparsely populated states. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
These states need to take a hard look at their election laws, just like Florida did 20 years ago. You know, after the 2000 presidential election, I think many leaders in Florida were embarrassed about what had happened. Democrats and Republicans together came together and they reformed their electoral system so you would have an efficient system that is confidence-inspiring and gets results promptly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. Peak winds reached 82 miles per hour, which is 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring service members at Arlington National Cemetery. In a Veterans Day speech, Harris paid homage to those who served in uniform at home and overseas to defend the country's most sacred values.
On Veterans Day, we celebrate the generations of Americans who fought to make that promise real.
She added, Veterans Day is about coming together to express our profound gratitude. Iranian protesters refuse to back down.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former baseball star Pete Rose is asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to let him into the Hall of Fame. In a letter to Manfred, Rose said he has apologized many times for betting on baseball games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. This comes as a committee created by the league is considering 8 names to be inducted into the Hall who weren't voted in by the writers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.